Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus, our Savior. The weekend of Palm Sunday, my wife and I drove to Joplin, Missouri to pick up our granddaughter, who is 5 years old. Her father and mother were going to drop her off there, and then she would come and stay with us in Wildwood, and on Monday, Thursday, her parents would then arrive at our house. It all went well till the middle of the night, Sunday night, when my wife realized that Caitlin was not sleeping. The little girl was sitting by the side of her bed with her elbows on her knees, saying to herself, "I should never have agreed to this. I really don't belong here. You are not my family. I have a family. I don't even have another adult here. All I have is my dog. And my mother is sturdier than you, Grandma," which is an age thing. So she was thinking, you know, this need to belong is interesting. That is one of the big things in life. Where do we belong? Where do we really belong? Peter talks about this in his letter. He writes, to the people, to the elect, to the strangers in this world. Not the people who belong, but the strangers. Belonging is very important. Maslow says it's the third on the five-rung tier. Physical, security. Do I belong? And where do I belong? And what does it mean? So we spend our whole life saying, where do I really belong? And it's a question that everybody has at some point or another. And it changes as we go through life. The problem is that many of the things in life that really give us a sense of belonging are things that are perishable, or things that change or fade or move. Oh, we have a sense of belonging and say, well, I'm an American. I've lived in Iowa, Indiana, and Missouri, and I kind of belong here. I live in St. Louis. I speak English with all the other English people speaking people. But the sense of belonging normally comes from having a relationship with other people, something that we can tie into, something we can kind of hold on to. But even that has to do very often with the perishable. With children, it's always one thing or another. With us as human beings, it's always, is there anything different about us that would indicate that perhaps we just don't quite belong? When I was a kid, it was, if you had freckles and red hair, and if you were chubby, you didn't belong. And we had a little girl in our class named Mary Ellen or something like that. And she really didn't belong. For anything that's really different from the norm causes us to go back for a moment and say, this person really doesn't quite belong here. My daughter was teaching English in China. She wrote and said, I long for the day when I can come home and walk in the marketplace or walk in a park and not have people following me just to look at me and see what I look like. She didn't belong in that culture. It wasn't that she didn't want to belong. She was too tall of a German woman to really belong. And so we have all these criteria. Either you're too tall or too short or too fat or too narrow or thin or if maybe you're too poor. Sometimes the students say, my children go to Wydon, but it's hard because when they have their friends over, the friends realize we don't have as much as their parents do. Maybe our children really don't quite belong. We have all these criteria. Are you young enough? Are you old enough? Are you somewhere in between, which is just right in some circles? So we go on with our criteria, but what we realize is that the criteria themselves always have to do with the perishable, and they always change. Elizabeth Taylor's losing her look. She says, I just wear more jewelry. Ben Stein has 8 houses as an investor, but all 8 houses will ultimately perish. Brett Favre says, I can't do it anymore. Can't be quarterback. The body will not permit me to do that because the body, too, is perishable. Peter says, Live as strangers in this world in reverent fear. And love one another deeply because you have been born not of perishable, but of imperishable seed. And the interesting thing is that the criterion for the people of God is not all of the other things that seemingly give us a sense of belonging. The things that are here today and gone tomorrow. You can have academic prowess, but if you go to the nursing home and realize that the person doesn't remember that you were there last week, you realize that the brain too does atrophy. You've been born of imperishable, that which does not fade, that which is immutable, that which stands forever. For all flesh, all men are like grass, and all their glory like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, says Peter, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And you have been born of that enduring word. It stands, and because it stands, it is a sign of belonging. That we belong to God through our living Lord Jesus Christ, and we belong to one another. So in the face of suffering and trial and persecution and all the things that the people are going through, that St. Peter to whom he writes, he says, love one another deeply and live as strangers in this world because you have been born not of perishable, but of imperishable seed. Perhaps our Nestle text is one of our more grand possessions and not the car we just bought. Perhaps it is because it's just not another book. It's just another book. But the Word. It has the Word within it. This thing which we study and parse and exegete and think about and systematize and put together and say we have to integrate it into our lives. We have to learn how to live law gospel, how to be law gospel to one another, how to be law gospel and admit that Word to the world because it needs to hear the living Word from a living Lord. Our sense of belonging comes not from that perishable, but from that imperishable within because the Word and only the Word has prevailed, and everything else passes. Jesus says, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. And the Word prevailed. We cannot get around it or go under it or act as though somehow it does not apply because the Word always applies. Luther says, when the Word confronts you, beware and yield because the Word has broken the power of the world. End of quote. Beware and always yield to the Word. Whatever the Word says, it'll root out every sin, it'll defeat every despair we find in life, and nothing prevails against it because it has this eternal, imperishable, immutable nature at the core, and that is the thing ultimately that gives us the reason to belong. All of the things perish. Our sense of belonging comes not from our physical prowess or our possessions, and it's important that we stop using that as the criterion for whether or not we belong. We belong to the Lord through the Word, and we belong to one another, so says St. Peter, in the midst of everything. See yourself as a stranger and love one another deeply because the level at which we have this commonality, the level in which we belong to the Lord and to one another, supersedes all other levels on the face of the earth. For the Word creates this belonging, being born of the imperishable. So great is the power of the Word. It makes us alive and comforts little children and comforts the middle aged and comforts the dying, you see. Because it is God's Word. A servant is not above his master. Jesus came to do the will of God. It's not my will, but yours be done, he says. He was a stranger here too. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. And being found in human form, he became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We belong to him through the Word. We belong in a way that has to frighten Satan itself because the Word is so strong. and to all the little children musing in the dark, and to all the grown-ups who say, "Where do I belong?" Peter says, "You've been born again, not a perishable but imperishable. Live as strangers here in reverent fear. For if you hold fast to the word, you will always belong. Wherever you are, whatever is happening, whatever your stage of development, you belong, because the word stands forever." Amen.